I'm glad we found the right gospel today, especially since my whole sermon is about a sentence from the gospel of John chapter 8, where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So Jesus calls himself the light of the world. And we know from this gospel account that this occurred during the Jewish Feast of the Tabernacles. There are three major feast days, and normally if the Jews live within a certain mileage of Jerusalem, they would go to these three feasts. And on the Feast of the Tabernacles, it was the custom for women to bring lamps, and they would light these lamps in the court of the women, and the whole sky would light up. And it was during this Feast of the Tabernacles, the Feast of Lights, where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And this was such an important feast for the Jews. It reminded them of the bright cloud of God's presence that helped them through the desert to get to the promised land. This pillar of fire, which also protected them and guided them on their journey. And there are many predictions in the Old Testament that the Messiah would be the light of the world. Isaiah predicted that a great light would shine for the people. The people who had walked in darkness would see a great light. And then we know that in the Messiah would be not only considered the King of Israel, but the light of the nations. Remember what our friend Simeon said, that this child is destined not only to be the glory of Israel, but the light of the Gentiles. Zechariah said this as well, that John the Baptist's son would prepare the way for the light that would come into this world. So this is an important theme throughout all of the scriptures, the light of God and Christ, the light of the world. Even go back to Genesis, where God said, "Let there be light." And God created the light. And then we have the church continuing to talk about this at the Easter vigil. We light the Easter fire in the darkness of the church, and then everyone lights their candle from the Paschal candle, which represents Christ, the light of the world, and how each of us get our candle from the Paschal candle, and each one of us is given the light of faith. So it's a very important image in our Catholic faith. Yesterday when I did baptisms, at the baptismal ceremony, we take a baptismal candle, light it from the Paschal candle, and give it to the parents and godparents to hold, because now this child's faith has just been lit with the light of Christ. And it's the duty of parents and godparents to keep that child's faith burning brightly throughout that child's life as best as we can. So all of us are called to be the light of the world. Jesus even said, "You are the light of the world, a city, you know, on a mountaintop cannot be hidden. Do not put your light under a bushel basket, but let it shine on the lampstand for all to see." So think about that today as we continue with our Lenten journey, just a few more weeks of Lent until Easter, when we will light the Easter fire, when we will see that beautiful image of Christ, the light shining in the darkness of this world. And I think as the world is getting more sinful, more evil, the world is going more and more into darkness, we have to make the light of Christ shine all the more through our lives, Jesus says. Let your heavenly, do your good works that people will see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father. So this is what we can take from today's gospel. Jesus is the light of the world. He passes on that light to each one of us as Catholics, as Christians, to bring that light to others.